And I do ask that you pray for me this morning, that the Lord would help me deliver the message that's on my heart. Everybody listen. Be real still if you can. Isaiah 59. I realize this morning, the time I get through, it'll be hard for maybe some people to be still for one reason or another. But there's been some thoughts on my heart lately. And preachers like, there's messages and then there's messages and then there's sermons. There's sermons and then there's messages. And they're not always the same thing. And every once in a while, thoughts just start building up in your heart and building up in your heart. And if the Lord's called you to preach, let me borrow your knife, Mr. Burleson. If the Lord's called you to preach, and let me keep it because I'm going to need it before the service gets through. I won't unless they attack me first. And I promise that if you'll listen this morning, God will speak to your heart and He'll do something for you. I'll try it right there. That little bitty red thing's supposed to be right in the middle of there. And I don't know what's making it make that racket. But anyway, I'm going to keep this. Now remember, I got this in my pocket. Anybody tries to get smart. No kidding. What I'm going to preach this morning is going to be pretty rough for some of you to take. But stuff like this gets in your heart every once in a while if God's called you to preach and you can't help it. You'd say it or die. And I'm going to unload some things off my chest that's on my chest this morning. And I don't know about you, might not feel better, but by the time I get through, I'll be able to sleep like a baby, Lord willing. So I hope that you'll listen. I'm going to preach to you on the subject truth laying in the street. Isaiah 59, look at verse number 14. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 14. Judgment and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity, that's where like our word equal, equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him, that there was no judgment. And then he goes on over there, and that's a prophetic verse talking about him sending his son to die on the cross. We have lived to see the day, ladies and gentlemen, when truth has fallen in the street. I'm telling you, if you love the truth this morning, you're going to appreciate what I'm going to say. I don't know what all I'm going to say, but I know some of it's not going to be liked real well. And it all depends on whether or not you love truth. If you love the truth, you'll appreciate what I'm saying. And if you love the truth, you may be scared with me for what I'm going to say this morning. But anyway, you don't have to worry about God being on your side when you're telling the truth. Amen? You don't have to worry about the Lord backing you up when you're telling the truth. There's no doubt in my mind. These thoughts come on my heart for the last 2 or 3 weeks. I sat down in a motel the other night where I had some time. I began to jot down thoughts just as fast as I could write. And I wrote down about 4 little thoughts here. And the first one I'm going to talk about this morning is we have lived to see the day when we have religion without holiness. We have religion without holiness. Have you noticed nowadays that everybody is a Christian? You notice that everybody nowadays said, I love the Lord. I can do anything I want to, but I still love the Lord and I'm saved. We've lived to see the day where we can have a religion without holiness. I'm telling you this morning, that is a doctrine that's foreign to the Word of God. Everybody that's right with God in the Bible has some holiness connected with their experience with the Lord. I'm not a judge this morning. As soon as you start preaching like I'm going to preach today, people say, well, he has no right to judge, and he's nobody's judge. And that's true. I'm not. I'm just an old-fashioned Bible-believing preacher that believes what I read in this book. And this book teaches if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The book teaches that if you love the Lord, you'll love His Word. You can't love His Word, you don't love Him. And the Bible tells us that we're not supposed to love them that hate the Lord.
You're not supposed to have heroes in your life that hate God and His Word. You understand that? We live to see the day in which we have religion without holiness. Brother, now we all have beliefs. When you get right with God, you're going to have some beliefs. You're going to have some things that bother you. When you get right with God, there's going to be things that you used to could do that you can't do and feel right about doing anymore. There's going to be some things that used to didn't bother you a bit, but that now you feel guilty over. When you get close, listen, when you get close to these lights up here, I could come in here this morning and not have none of the lights on, and I couldn't see one spot of dirt on my fingernails or nothing. But when I get up here in front of all these lights, buddy, every little old spot just shows right up. Now, God is light. And when you get close to God, it'll show up every little old dirty sin in your heart and in my heart. It sure will. We've lived to see the day when Hollywood movie stars can star in an R-rated movie that would have been X-rated movie 30 years ago, take their clothes off, and a lot of people, let me tell you something. People say, well, it's not really that movie star, it's an actress doubling for her. Yeah, but when God judges them, that movie star is going to get the blame just like that one, because she's presenting it to the whole world like it's her. Amen? Amen. Now listen, when she come out here after starring in a dirty movie, taking her clothes off, jumping in bed with a man she's not even acquainted with hardly, and making a wicked scene on television, and then come out and accept a Grammy Award for that performance and say on national TV, first I'd like to thank God. Something's wrong, people. Something wrong. Something bad wrong. You say, you have no right to judge that person. You don't know. I don't know their heart. I don't know what they do between them and the Lord. But I know one thing. You've got to draw the line somewhere. There's got to be a right and a wrong somewhere, people. Everything can't just go and be okay. We've lived to see the day when we have religion without holiness. And brother, we need to have some conviction. We need to have some beliefs. We need to have some things that bother us in our Christian life. Listen, if you're right with God, the Lord will, He'll correct you about your talk. If your speech isn't right, if there's things come out of your mouth that shouldn't be coming out of a Christian's mouth, the Holy Spirit will work on you. It'll make you feel guilty. It'll bother you. When you say words, I've heard people say, well, I'm a Christian, but I have, every once in a while I have to just... or I'll cut. Let me tell you, if it's down in here and it comes all the way out to here, you might as well let it come the rest of the way out, I reckon. If it's going to come that far, that shows it's in your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak up. I'm telling you, brother, the Holy Spirit will take that stuff out of your heart. When you get really right with the Lord, He'll take that cuss out of your heart. The Lord will deal with you about the way you walk. He'll deal with you about the places you go. He'll deal with you about the things that you do. He'll deal with you about the environment that you keep, the company you keep, the people you run around with. He'll deal with you about the clothes you wear on your back. Let me tell you something this morning. Listen, if God's got in your heart just right, I'm not saying to be saved. If you're right with the Lord, when you're out in public, you want to have some clothes on. You'll want to look decent. You'll want to look right. I'm not going to harp on this. I'm not off on a hobby horse. I'm just stating some facts from the Word of God. It'll clean you up when you get right with the Lord. Amen? I mean, buddy, you got people running around up and down the street in bikinis nowadays. They say, yeah, I love the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Something wrong with you somewhere, honey. Now, I told you ain't going to like it, and I'm just in the warm-up stage. Now, I'm just getting warning. Thank you for that knife, brother. Thank you. I appreciate that. If they break through this unseen screen of protection, then the Lord will take over. But I'm telling you what, brother. Let me tell you something this morning. It'll make a difference in the way you act. It'll make a difference in the way you talk. It'll make a difference in the way you look. People said, well, I believe you ought to look at somebody and tell if they're a Christian or not. I don't know about that. Two men walking down the street and they both got on a suit. I mean, you don't know. They may be an insurance salesman. They may be a businessman. They may be the biggest crook in town. You never know. I don't think that you can look at somebody and tell if they're a Christian always, but you ought not to be able to look at a Christian and not think they're a Christian. You ought not to be able to look at a Christian and say, Lord have mercy, he couldn't be saved. That ought not to be that way, for sure. I'm telling you this morning, we've lived to see the day with religion without holiness. But let me just move on here quickly this morning. Let me say, you need to pray about the things you do. You need to pray about your time, how you spend it. You need to let God direct you in how you conduct yourself and the life that you live. Listen, just because something's on primetime television does not mean that it's all right for you or your kids to watch. Amen? Amen? You want to corrupt your mind? Television's the best way in the world to do it. Everything on TV ain't bad, but most of it is, and you know it, and I know it, and we might as well not try to kid ourselves. You can't have God's blessings and God's power and feed your mind off every kind of trash that comes over a television station. Turn this microphone on right here just a little bit, Bill. Amen? I'm telling you this morning, we've lived to see the day when we have religion without holiness. Let me say secondly this morning, we have politics without honesty. Brother, I tell you what, it's early in the election year. And we're all kind of time seeing all kinds of things happen. We're having politics without honesty. Well, I reckon they say that all of them's crooked nowadays. I don't know if they are or not. But I'll tell you what, brother, they talk about preachers. They get on television, they talk about Jim Baker, Jimmy Swagger, how these crooked preachers out. They talk about preachers making a lot of money. They talk about preachers, Lord, not having to work. They talk about... But listen, that's the crookedest bunch. That bunch is so crooked they screw their socks on in the morning when they get up. You know what they'll do? They'll tell you anything in the world to get you to vote for them. Politician, they'll go over here to this crowd. Yes, sir, I agree with you, son. I got your vote now. And I tell you what, if I get in office, I'll see that you get what you want. They'll go right over here to another crowd and say, I'm all for you. Yes, sir, you vote for me. I'll guarantee you, I'll head it up. Boy, I'll tell you, if we had a record of all the lies that were told on the airways and in the newspaper between now and November, good night. I mean, if as big as this Bible, this room couldn't hold them. I tell you, they'll tell you anything in the world. You know, we're about dumb a lot of times. Say, well, I believe I'd vote for so-and-so. He said he's going to lower the prices. Well, what politician ain't said that in the last 200 years? Do you think he's going to do that? Hey, brother, he can't even do it after he gets in office, even if he tries. I heard about one guy who's really making a sacrifice. He's bringing his salary down from $1.2 million to $1.1 million. So the economy would be helped. Things are quiet on this one. You're afraid of what I'm getting ready to start. Well, it's going to get worse. I'll guarantee you that. I'll tell you what, they're going to get a guy on there and they find out it's crooked on both sides. Here's a man that had parties at his house and they say he had marijuana in the house. Now, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. But if he did, he has no business telling the American people we're going to have a war on drugs if he throws pot parties in his home, right? Amen? It's just like a man saying Bill Clinton's life didn't matter, and if he wanted to have an affair with a woman, it has no, absolutely no bearing on his ability to be president. That's hogwash. That's ridiculous. If a man will betray his wife, he'll betray the American people. Amen? You say, a preacher ain't got no business talking about politics. You don't know what you're talking about. I'll give you $10,000 cash if you can show me in the Bible where it says a preacher ain't supposed to talk about politics. $10,000 cash to anybody here. Stand up. Come on. Stand up, you smarty pants. All you that run around town thinking you're an expert and saying, a preacher has no business miss politics. $10,000 cash. For a preacher, there's anywhere in the Bible where it says a preacher ain't supposed to mention politics or call names. You campaigning for Bush? I ain't campaigning for nobody. Lord have mercy, it's just about any, meeny, miny, moe, brother. I don't know who should be in there and who shouldn't. Somebody said the only good thing about politics is thank God they all can't get elected. Amen. Hallelujah for that. That's one good thing. They say they got a new dance called the politician. It's one step forward, two steps backwards, and one sideways. Amen. You know the Bible tells you what a politician does? There's a politician over there in the Old Testament and his name's Absalom. And old Absalom, brother, he was a wicked man. He was head and shoulders above everybody else. And buddy, that old boy could not. You know what he'd do? He tried to take the kingdom. And God told David that Solomon would have the kingdom. But old Absalom said, I believe the Lord wants me to be king. And he rounded up a few followers and everybody crowded around him. And boy, he would walk through the people. He had that thing down pat, and he'd speak nice words to them. And he'd, you know, the way to get elected is go around and go through a big crowd of people and touch them, see? And just go through there and touch them all like that, you know, and just rub your hands on them and say, well, I saw so-and-so down there and he shook my hand. I'm sure going to vote for him. You're going to vote for a guy because he shook your hand? You're going to vote for somebody because they visited your town? That's kind of dumb, ain't it?
Man.
You know how the best way in the world to get a vote? Where's me a baby? There's one right there. What's the matter? She'll vote for me for anything. You're on my side, ain't you, Nancy? Hallelujah. Woo! That's the way to get people to vote for you. Ain't that something? Brother, we got politics without honesty. Now, I tell you, we need to be praying about the state of our nation. We need to be praying that God will intervene and have mercy. Whoever gets elected, I'm not candidating for anybody. I got my own choices. You make up your own mind. But I'll tell you something, brother. It does make a man's personal life is definitely going to affect his job, and there's no way you can get out of it. It's up just a hair, Bill. Up just a hair. Amen. I want to make sure everybody hears me. Jezebel. Old Naboth, king wanted his vineyard. And the king went home. He said, I'll give you a better vineyard for it or I'll pay you money. He went home, laid down, stuck his lip out. Old wife Jezebel came in there and said, what's the matter, big boy? And he said, well, Naboth won't sell me his vineyard. She said, all you got to do is have a little politics. She goes over here. She has two or three people. Go stand up in court and lie and say Naboth blasphemed God and the king. They hauled old Naboth into court, got up and said, I heard him with my own ears. He's a blasphemer. He blasphemed God and the king. And the whole thing was a setup. Just to kill Naboth. They took him out and stoned him over there in the book of 1 Kings, I believe it is. And they stoned that old boy so that they could get his vineyard. And brother, that's politics if I ever seen it in my life. You can put up a false front. You can assassinate a man's character. All you got to do is just spread a rumor. It don't matter if it's true or not. The poor guy has to pay for it. That's what we're seeing right now in the newspaper. We're seeing politics without honesty. Amen. The only thing dirtier and harder to clean up than a little boy is politics. That's what somebody said. And I'm telling you, it's bad. It really is bad. And we need to pray about that. But now here comes the worst part. And somebody's going to get mad at me. But you just listen. You just listen real careful and check out. I'm talking about truth falling in the street. Not many people appreciate truth anymore. You know everything I've said up to now is truth. You know it's truth. You may not like it, but it's truth. You may not sit well with you, but it's truth. We probably won't gain any members, but it's true. You might not want to come back, but it's true. You may say, I don't like him, and I'm never going to hear him preach again. But for one time in your life, you're going to sit down and let somebody tell you the naked truth and not apologize for it because God said that, and I appreciate truth this morning. Appreciate the truth. Here it comes. No equality without hypocrisy. All you hear nowadays is prejudice, discrimination. We have I've heard that junk till I'm about ready to throw up. It's got to the place where the crook has all the rights and the man in the right has no rights anymore. You say, you're going to fuss a little bit. Yeah, it's about time somebody did, ain't it? It's right here coming the Christian Action Network that Sister Burleson gave me last week. Give me these things every now and then. You know, this is talking about the NEA, National Endowment of the Arts, who gave money to fund the painting of Jesus Christ as a homosexual. We now have, just from an office, he picked up a copy, getting ready to be published, funded by mine and your tax dollars, called Queer City. This book was funded with mine and your tax dollars from the National Endowment of the Arts. It shows Jesus Christ, a poem about Jesus Christ sodomizing a six-year-old boy behind the church pulpit. Where's Christian people at? Where's God's people? Where are all these people that's filled with the Holy Ghost? By the way, when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, buddy, it'll make you love God and hate what's wrong. Amen? I have no sympathy for this religion that I just love you, I just love, just God is love, just love, 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 I love you, I love you, I love you, love you, love you, I love you, devil. I love everything. That ain't God's religion, brother. There's some things you're supposed to hate. There's some things that's supposed to bother you. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, listen, when you get, people say, well, I go to a church that believes in the Holy Ghost. New man, I don't believe in the Holy Ghost. Over at my church, we get filled with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you'd never know it to see you walking down the street. Just because you swoon in the church house don't mean you're full of anything. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, it don't make you do like this. You see all these people in these worship places going, that ain't the way the Lord makes you act. When you're praising God, you do like this. When you're happy and you're worshiping God, you're doing this, not this. You don't do that when you're praying. Let me tell you, you know why I know that? What if you knocked on my door this evening? And you said, Danny Castle, you have won a sweepstakes. I'm going to present you with a check for $1 million. Do you think I go like this? Well, who would act like that, man? Nobody. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give me my million. You know what I do? I go, why? You're kidding me. Wow, glory. That's the same way we do in church. Amen? Boy, you appreciate truth this morning. You know what truth will do? It'll set you free. It'll set you free. All you got to do is think a little bit. Listen, God says you're saved and all your sins are forgiven. You're going to walk on Gold Street. Wow, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't do like that. Who in their right mind would do that? Lord help. Jesus Christ. I had a little boy down behind the church pulpit. I tell you what, that ought to make every Christian that loves God blood boil. Nothing makes me sicker than somebody like a politician. Nothing makes a politician's statement any harder to understand than his clarification. Amen. Somebody don't want me to say this side you. And I'm telling you this morning, friend, listen, brother, I've had it up to here. Somewhere I've seen the news on, and by these old, I don't know what they was. It's female, though. And, buddy, they're on the news, and they had these microphones. It says National Right to Life rally up in Washington, D.C. And they said there's 500. That's stretching it. Said there's 500,000. That's stretching it, I believe. And these ladies were up there, and they're saying, ladies, we must protect the rights of other ladies. Woo! We support abortion. Woo! And they get up there, and you could tell by looking at every one of them is messed up. They had too many manly characteristics. Their hair didn't even look like a woman. There's something about them didn't look right. And one of them gone there and said, we don't want to go back to the former days before 1973 when women were dying. And it's always women will die. Women will die. Hey, brother, the issue about abortion is not women dying. The issue of abortion is babies dying. They're trying to switch the issue and make it look like we're trying to protect women. Listen, a woman's got enough sense not to stick a coat hanger in herself. Let me tell you something today. Brother, listen, a woman's got a right to do anything she wants. People say, well, I have a right and it's my body. It's my right to choose. It's your right to choose what you do with your body. It's not your right to choose to kill a baby's body. Amen? You know what that is? That's truth. That's truth. I'm telling you, I'm sick up to here with them saying, we have our rights. We have our rights. What about the baby's rights? What about the little innocent child that can't protect himself, that can't hire a lawyer, that can't say, somebody protect me? You say, well, I don't believe it's a baby before it's born. The Bible says, and the Bible is true, God told Jeremiah, he said, while you was in your mother's belly, before you was born, I called you to preach, I ordained you a prophet. God named that boy and called him before he was born out of his mother's womb. I'm telling you today, my dear friend, abortion has nothing to do with a woman's right. Abortion has to do with a baby's right. That's what we're fussing over. You say, boy, you sound like you're somebody about time needs somebody to cry out against that stupid stuff. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's wrong. You should have the right to get an abortion, but you as a parent don't even have a right to send your kid to school where you think it ought to go. If they want to send a bus and make it go all the way across town to force them to do something they don't want to do, and they're worrying about your rights? Huh? Getting sick of it, brother. Parents ought not to have to make their kids go across town to school when there's one right in their front door. Somebody ought to demand their rights. Amen? You hear so much talk about rights. We have our rights. You have a right not to get pregnant. Where's all that safe sex you talk about all the time? Now brace yourself. It's one of me against all of y'all, so the Lord must be having me. No, I know you're on the side. I appreciate it. Cindy Crawford is going to put a special on MTV pretty soon, and they're going to make this big deal over teaching young people to practice safe sex and all that. There ain't no such thing except abstinence. There ain't no such thing. Let me tell you, just think with me for a minute, friend. Did you know that condoms are have an 18% failure rate? That means almost one out of every five times something can get through that ain't supposed to get through. One out of five. That's like taking a gun and putting a bullet in it, putting it up to your head and spinning it and taking a chance. Every time you have sex with somebody, you're putting a gun to your head, and one of them times you're going to get the bullet. You're playing Russian roulette with your life. That ain't. Would a man say that a gun with one bullet in it's safe? Would any fool say that? It reduces your chances. We could say that. But safe? You mean to tell me that they'll make a hospital worker put on gloves and put on a mask and put on and everything else in order just to work on a person with AIDS when you're just going to touch their hands or something and you're going to go to bed starting naked with nothing but a condom and that's safe? Are you stupid? You say, boy, you're talking off a plane this morning. Yeah, I sure am. You know what? You're supposed to wait and wait on God to send you the right person and get married before you have sex. That's God's plan. That's truth. Truth's found in the street nowadays. And being trumped on and laughed at. You preach that now, they'll laugh at you. They'll say, you're cracked, you're funny, you're crazy. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Our country's never going to get rid of this dreadsome plague that's on it until we start returning to what God said in the Bible. And brother, if we don't, we're sunk. We're sunk. You can't ignore God's word like that and prosper as a man. It cannot be done. It can't be done. You can't ignore God's book like that and get by with it. Quality, my foot. They're all fussing. All these groups fussing nowadays about being discriminated against. You know what prejudice means? Prejudice means prejudicial. The judice in prejudice is judicial. That's judgment. Prejudgment. You judge something before you hear about it. If a man is prejudiced, you tell him, boy, we got some pretty flowers in church. He says, I don't like them. See, he judges them before he even hears the facts about it. That's what prejudice is. We've come to the place in America where we give prejudice a new meaning. We've come to the place in America where we give discrimination a new meaning. You people ought to thank God you're here this morning. I'm sticking my neck out. I'm wanting to get called up and cussed over this. I'm wanting somebody to some girl called me the other night and threatened to kill me. 3:30 in the morning for saying some things like I'm saying here this morning. But she said I said them to her mama, and I don't know who she was or her mama. But I'm saying them to the whole crowd, and all I can say is if the shoe fits, wear it. Nothing personal. I love you. Have a nice day. Smile and all that. But we're talking about truth in the street this morning, brother. I'm talking about truth falling in the street. It's not right. Good night. Prince is coming out with a new video. And they're going to smear that all over the country to young people. And what he's trying to do is make President Bush look bad. In the video. I haven't seen it. I read the article in USA Today. And he's making George Bush look bad, and it's going to show a picture of George Bush playing golf and relaxing at Camp David. Then it's going to show a mother hungry on the street in New York City with a baby. Then it's going to show George Bush flying in his jet or something, you know, being real rich. Then it's going to show, looky here, these poor people starving to death. You know what that is? That's a bunch of hypocrisy, brother. That prince is a low-down hypocrite. He makes more money than George Bush ever made in his life in 1 year. Amen? Why don't that sorry dog send some of them people in New York City some help? Amen, preacher. Preach it, Brother Danny. That's good. Hey, brother, did you know that Michael Jackson makes about 20 times as much as George Bush? Why don't they help?
You say, well, they had one of those rock concerts to benefit the hungry. You know how much of that money actually went? We Are the World and all that junk. Them people out there in the foreign, the country, they don't actually hardly get any help out of that. Them dudes is rich enough to burn, to bail some of them countries out of debt. If they'd do it. You take Madonna and Michael Jackson, all them put together, all they got enough money to feed every poor person in New York. Amen? Well, that's hypocrisy is what that is. What would you think about me if I had $1 million in my pocket and I was fussing about these boys here wouldn't help a poor man out there on the street? So you got the money, preacher, you help him, right? Amen. You know what that is? That's hypocrisy. Well, you hear, now let me preface what I'm getting ready to say by saying this. I don't think that any man in this world, in the sight of God, is any better or worse than anybody. I don't think God loves anybody more than He loves anybody else. You hear me? And you go out of here and quote me on what I'm getting ready to say, make sure you tell them all the quote. I have never believed that I was better or special or because I'm white. I don't think I'm better than a black man. I don't think I'm better than... Let me tell you something this morning. You hear me? You hear me good. Our society has gone crazy, people. A white man is no better than a black man. I got a lot of friends that are black, and I have nothing... I don't have a difference between a man if he's got red skin. Listen, face two men walking down the street, one of them black, one of them white. I give one of them a track just the same as the other. We have people saying, listen, our church is always open to anybody of any color, and I'm telling you this morning, you are not better or deserve anything any better just because of the color of your skin. Everybody ought to be equal, right? Now, some of you white trash ought to help me out on this. You will never hear this on TV. What you're getting ready to hear now, you'll never hear this on TV. They won't allow it on. Brother, it's got to the place nowadays, if a black man, a woman, and a homosexual, and a white man goes to get a job, the white man's at the bottom of the barrel. You know what that is? That's prejudice. You know what they, you know who they ought to give the job to? The person that can do it. Amen? It don't matter if he's purple. It don't matter if he's polka dot. It don't matter if he's striped. Give the job to the man. They say, well, color doesn't matter. Well, practice what you preach, hypocrite. Hammer's owning horses now. MC Hammerhead and old Hammer's borrowing some horses and he's racing these horses. And you know what his purpose is? He loves horses, and that's okay, that's fine. But he said he's going to try to elevate the black man out of the barnyard and make him be a jockey. Why? You prejudiced or something? You got something against white jockeys? He's prejudiced. You hear these people that talk about people being prejudiced all the time? They are the most prejudiced people in the whole world. Amen! Hey! There's a movie come out recently called White Men Can't Jump. Bless God, somebody ought to take them to the Supreme Court. Don't you wimp out on me this morning. I ain't seen the movie, but I am offended. That's a lot of hell. Makes my race look bad. What's this? Amen, Brother Danny. Preach it. Watch. Woo! See that? I can get my feet up here. You say, well, what that means is white men can't jump as good as black men. Now, I agree with that. I agree with that. Some white boys jump as good as black boys. Ain't it good to hear somebody just get up and tell the truth about all this stuff? Sure feels good. I don't know if it sounds good. But I tell you what, I play ball with all kinds of them, man. Some white boys jump just good as black boys. And I tell you what, them black boys can jump. God's blessed them. God's gifted them. And I mean, they'll beat the socks out of white boys in basketball. That don't mean I'm prejudiced against whites. Amen? The Indians are mad at the Braves. Because of their name, Atlanta Braves. They're saying that's prejudice. And they don't want them to do the chop. Boom, 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 boom. That's stupid, brother. That's ignorant. Why don't everybody in Texas get mad at the Cowboys? What's the deal here, people? What in the name of God's wrong with people these days?
They don't, most of these people, they're not looking for equal rights. They want superior rights. They want to say, we boss, you do what I say you to do. And that's junk, brother. That's hypocrisy. That's iniquity. That's no equality. I'm telling you this, I've heard people say, God's colorblind. He ain't done it. God ain't colorblind. God ain't got no faults and defects. You think he can't tell this is mauve? You think he don't know I got a blue coat on? What kind of dummy you think God is? Tell you what he is, he's fair. He's equal. He's right. He's holy. Hey, just to test you out, see how much you love truth. Make a movie called Black Men Can't Read. See if it gets anywhere in Hollywood. Now, some of you right there say, oh, I didn't say black men couldn't read. Black men can read. Thin skin, ain't you? You know what I'm doing? I'm telling you the truth. You go out there and say black men can't read, son, they'd put you in jail. Take a statue of Elvis Presley and put it in human urine and see if the National Endowment of the Arts will give you money, thousands of dollars to fund it like they did the one on Jesus Christ. I just want everything to be fair, brother. Fair. Fair and square, amen? If you're a Yankee, fair and square. We ought to get mad at the Tar Heels for calling us Tar. They're stereotyping us. It's what they're doing. I don't have no tar on my heel. They've made me look bad in the rest of the world. Listen, if the cowboys want to be cowboys, let them be cowboys. Who cares? They have National Month. National Black History Culture Month. Here, wasn't that stupid? You say, oh, you shouldn't say that. You just hush a minute. I'm doing the preaching. They say, well, listen, there's nothing wrong with celebrating great black leaders. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, why don't we have National White History Month? White man done some things. He's invented a steamship, an automobile, and put the man on the moon, to name a few. I mean, I'm not prejudiced or nothing, but give honor to what honor's due, right? Boy, some of you are looking kind of squeamish this morning. I tell you, this has been on my heart, man. I'm going to get it on. Amen, people. I'm telling you, that's not equality. You don't believe, you say, well, I'll have an all white America, Miss White America pageant and see what happens. No Indians, no blacks, no Hispanics, no Mexicans, just white people. It'll never get off the ground. You know what that is? That's discrimination. That's prejudice. Don't come and preach to me about being prejudiced when you don't treat, I'll tell you, Alan Ryman and them boys asked it. Answer this question best I ever heard anybody answer. Some of you going to get mad. I don't even know if you ought to delete this tape, go out of here, Billy. Really, I'm serious. Because really, normally, for all you visitors, I'm normally a nice person. There's witnessing this big old black guy up on the street. Best I ever heard it said. You can't beat old Ryman and them boys when it comes to just spur of the moment. God's giving them answer. Guy come up and he walked right up to him. He said, what would you say if I married your sister? Big black guy saying it to him. He looked back at him and said, what would you say if I married your sister? Guy didn't say a word, turned around and walked off. Fair, fair, fair. I'm no better than you, you're no better than me. We're all the same. Amen? I'm sick of this mess, brother. It's ridiculous. I don't even know what time it is, neither. Good, now. Getting hungry? One more and I'll let you go. I think the Indians ought to be the Indians, Redskins ought to be the Redskins, and if Indians don't like it, they just don't have to watch the stupid things. Great day in the morning. That's how they have their rights to put on dirty movies. They say, you people that don't like it, turn your TV off. Where's our rights? One more. Talk of God without honoring Him. God bless you this, and thank God. Listen, did you know the name of Jesus Christ is used in Hollywood all the time now, but it's used as a cuss word? Somebody will see Freddie coming in the door and holler, Jesus Christ. That ought to make a Christian's blood move. You know what the Bible says? You kids, listen to me. When a man just says Jesus, all you teenagers, listen to me. When a man just says Jesus Christ, you know what God's doing to him? God's getting ready to kill that nut. The Bible says the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. He's in trouble. He's broke one of the Ten Commandments. When you see somebody come in, there's always a murdered person laying on the floor, and the first thing they say is, "Oh God, that's sick. That's taking God's holy name in vain." When you use God's name, it's supposed to be in reverence and honor and worship. Brother, we got a generation that talks more about God, to love Him the less than any generation that's ever been in this world. And they'll get on the stage, "Oh, the Lord, me and the Lord got a little thing going, me and Jesus. I'm out here running around on my wife, and I'm out here doing honky-tonking, but tonight, me and Jesus is going to talk. Got our own thing going." You ain't got your own thing going with Jesus. You're going to come by His book and His word, or you ain't going to come. And now, you know, you can call me what you want to. You can say I'm mean. You can say I'm discriminatory. You can say whatever you want to. You're wrong if you believe that. You're wrong. If you believe that, you're wrong. If you say I'm prejudiced, you're a liar. I'm not. You can ask anybody that knows me, how I witness, how I pray, how I talk to people. Listen, one soul is the same as anybody else's soul inside of God. Makes no difference. But I tell you, we ought to just love the truth. You know what God told Ezekiel one time? The Lord told Ezekiel, He said, "Stomp your foot, clap your hands, and say, alas, for all the abominations of the house of Israel." That's what I've tried to do this morning. I don't know if we can have any invitation. Brother John, you come. We might just want to just sing one verse of Faith of Our Fathers or something like that, and we'll let you go. Okay? Let's stand. In His name.